Stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, a fun, informative talk show putting a spotlight on sustainability from around the globe. Mrs. Green doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. This show is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies. The Fairfax Companies are dedicated to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices. Fairfax is the leader in the business of sustainability. As a leader in the construction waste industry, they demonstrate that it's possible to implement sustainable business practices profitably. Fairfax's mission is to find or create markets for all waste disposal in construction and demolition landfills. They screen and sort all construction and demolition waste that passes through their gates. By sorting these materials, they make sure that as much recyclable material as possible is diverted from the landfill and nothing goes into the landfill that may be harmful to the environment. Visit their website at www.thefairfaxcompanies.com for more information. Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World.
Hey, everybody, you are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, and I hope you heard what he said. We don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And what a fun concept that is. I love to think. I love to overthink sometimes. Okay, action-packed show today. We are going to be all over the place. We are going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is Greece. Oh my gosh, how sick is that? But we are going to talk about why we should collect it, dispose of it, probably avoid committing suicide about it. I'm going to say that a lot because it's one of the cutest things I ever heard. We have our he's almost like a regular, and he's one of my best friends, Habitat for Humanity's Habistore's very own Terry D. Hey, Terry.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the show.
I know we're going to have fun. And this is a repeat guest also, not this. She is a repeat guest. We have Laura Fairbanks, who is from the Pima County Regional Wastewater One Word Reclamation Department. And we are going to hear from her. And since this is not a TV show also, we have Lillian Van Rego in the studio and Robin Johnson also.
Hey, yay, Lillian.
Yay. We do. It's going to be a great, great show. We're going to be talking about things that are really important and on purpose for the environment. Have fun and talk about the Green Living Fair. This is a pre-recorded show. We wanted to disclose that because we want you to get in your car right now and come down to the Green Living Fair if you're in Tucson. If you're in Phoenix, you probably can't make it. If you're in LA, sorry. Start your own Green Living Fair, but we would love you to come down. Terry, tell them where.
We'll try to hook you up with a template. We might make a template, then you can have your own Green Living Fair.
We could do that.
We could, see?
Seriously.
Because there were some 13-year-olds that you were telling us about earlier that had a template on
changing the world, collecting,
recycling.
So that's
how we could do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, the Green Living Fair is on November 12th at 935 West Grant Road in Tucson, Arizona, and it's from 10 to 2.
So if you're listening and you tuned in on top of the hour, which of course I'm hoping you did, you can get in your car, come down. It is the fourth year for the Green Living Fair. It is the third year for Mrs. Green. Sorry, I've been having way too much fun. And we would love you to come and participate in it. Lots of education. Terry, you go.
Right. So new address. Don't forget. We want everyone to remember that it's at the Habistore that moved in December. We'll be there about 1 year now. 935 West Grant.
We're going to give the address a lot. Stay tuned. Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We don't tell you what to think, but we think you should stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World. I don't know about you, but it's pretty obvious gas prices are soaring. I'm thrilled to be getting 45 miles per gallon in town with my Honda Insight. Now is the perfect time to visit Chapman Tucson and check out the many fuel-efficient vehicles they have on their lots right now in every price range for every budget. Visit them at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We are at the Habitat for Humanity's Habastore. We hope you will join us. It's the Green Living Fair. We've got a great show today. I want to reintroduce everybody. Terry D., Habitat for Humanity Habastore, and Laura Fairbanks, who's the Community Relations Manager for Pima County Regional Wastewater Reclamation Department. Laura, do you want to say hello so people know you're really here?
Hello, people. I am really here.
She is really
true that.
Here. True that. Right. I true that. Okay. Our news today is get in your car. Please come down here. Terry mentioned earlier, if you're not having a Green Living Fair in your neighborhood or your community, start one, and maybe we really will think about putting templates together. So in the beginning, can we just talk about, before we go to the fair, I really want to talk about grease. I think it's a huge challenge. Off air, Terry was saying he doesn't have any grease. I offered to contribute my grease for the grease collection because I do have grease, got grease. So Laura, let's talk about why it's really important for anybody listening anywhere in the country to not pour grease down the drain. We do not do that. Trust me.
It is a terrible thing to pour grease down the drain. What happens when people pour grease down the drain is that it collects in the sewer system, and eventually it'll block off the sewers, and raw sewage can back up into streets, into the environment,
ew,
and sometimes even into your home. And that's when people tend to call us. And it's not a pretty sight. They're very cranky. And so we really don't want people pouring grease down their drain. Backups are a health hazard, and along with raw sewage comes roaches. And by the way, cooking grease is a sewer roach's favorite meal.
Are you serious?
Oh, they love it. We have cameras that go down our sewers to check out the condition of the sewers. And we see the roaches on the sides of the sewers scarfing down the grease. Unfortunately, they can't eat enough to get rid of it all. So it does build up, and again, it can cause blockages, and you really don't want to go to a sanitary sewer overflow if you don't have to.
I have to say, in my 3.5 years, almost 4, of being Mrs. Green, that image will remain forever with me. And I'm serious. I think people will remember that. That is really disgusting and gross. I never met anyone who liked a cockroach. I'm sorry. They are just awful, if you ask me. So what are you thinking over there?
Well, just when you thought you might need more cockroaches, you know? I mean, I thought we wouldn't need them anymore. But if we had more, then they could eat the grease, probably, right?
And you can tell what they're eating in the sewer? Did everybody hear that?
Yes. Well, we have cameras because we have to check out the condition of our sewer lines. We have more than 3,500 miles of sewer lines in Pima County. And so we check them out, make sure that they're functioning.
I don't ever want to see that footage. I just want you to know.
Can we go on the website and see it?
No, we don't want to see that footage.
Oh,
no,
darn
it's proprietary.
That's not what people come to our website to see.
Darn it.
But anyway, so if you don't like roaches, you probably don't want to feed them. But even more importantly than not feeding the roaches, again, is the blockages that create sanitary sewer overflows.
So is there a way that the consumer can actually dispose of grease properly? Let's face it, we do save ours in cans because I'm Mrs. Green. We didn't before that. Or maybe we did, and I didn't know where it was. But Mr. Green, that falls under the natural order of things in his purview. But we do save it now. We do bring it to be recycled. What can you do if you're a consumer and you don't want to have it in your home, which I'm thinking might attract roaches too? Is there an appropriate way to dispose of it every day if you are a big grease consumer, or even once a week? How can you dispose of it?
Well, there are two ways to dispose of grease. You can simply pour the cooled grease into a tin can, wipe out the excess grease with a paper towel, and both of those are safe to put in the trash. They're not going to hurt the landfill.
Okay.
You can also save your grease, and a lot of people put it in their refrigerator or freezer, and you can recycle it. And there are several locations around town where you can recycle your used cooking grease. And also we have an annual event on the day after Thanksgiving where we collect grease and all of it is turned into biodiesel.
Which we're going to talk about a lot more. I mean, I think that's a really good topic for the show. So let me get my head around this. Where can people take it? There's regular grease collection locations?
Yes, we have in Pima County, there are actually three private sector companies that will accept your grease.
I didn't know that either. It's like, why would you not want to listen to Mrs. Green's World? Stuff you didn't know.
So one of the locations is Biscuit Country Cafe. They're located at 7026 East Broadway Boulevard.
Okay.
EDG Fuels, which
yes,
is one
that's of, one of our sponsors. Okay.
And they're one of the places that actually turn this grease into biodiesel.
Biodiesel.
And you can drop that off at 8939 South Eisenhower Road.
It's easy to find. If you're listening and you're from Tucson, it's on the way to the airport. That's the way I put it. It's off of Alvernon, so it's not really hard to find.
And then the third location is Originate Natural Building Materials.
Oh, okay. Natasha. Mm-hmm. They collect grease.
They will take your grease at 526 North 9th Avenue.
Okay, that's another cool location. Okay, so that's really awesome. Get a handle on grease. Terry, how come you have no grease?
Because I just eat really healthy food all the time. You can just tell. I have a question. What's the difference between grease and tallow?
Well, grease, the grease that we deal with is cooking grease. And so that is the stuff that if you're making bacon or French fries or a hamburger or, you know, sauteing, whatever, that is the cooking grease. Tallow, I'm not really that familiar with it, but it is a product that is used to make soaps and that.
Right. So I'm thinking, you know, I see the behind restaurants sometimes there's a big truck in the back where I think the restaurant put all their grease. And they're sucking that grease into this big truck, and on the side of the truck it says tallow.
Well, commercial cooking facilities are required by law not to pour grease down their drain. And if, in fact, we find that a local restaurant or food service company is doing that, we can find them. Because we are really serious about not having grease down the drain. So those trucks that you see are probably contracted by those food service establishments to remove the grease from the grease traps.
And do you think they make biofuel out of that grease too?
I don't think they do. I think the tallow companies use it for the products that they make.
Okay, cool. So if you have a candle that you got, I think there's tallow in candles and it smells like bacon. You know, somebody like put their bacon grease in by mistake. I don't want a bacon flavored candle smelling scented candle.
Might
I
could tell
you that right
actually.
Now. It might be good. Start that if your day with your day. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the new location for Habitat for Humanity's Habistore. It's rocking, that's for sure. It's a great location.
I really am so excited that I'm going to learn more about grease because off the air later, maybe we might talk and see if the Habistore can't be a place
for collecting
to collect
grease?
Grease.
Oh my goodness.
You know, you're not that far from the Originate, but that I am quite sure that the person who Grease-Cycle is one of the companies that makes biodiesel. I'm quite sure that Michael Kaz would be happy to talk to you.
I definitely would want to talk to him about it. You know,
okay.
I think that would be fun.
That'd be great.
And to know where that is. So 935 West Grant is just a little bit east of the freeway. It's by the old Century 16 theaters, which were the first multiplex movie theater in Tucson, I think. And they've since closed, though. So between Oracle and the freeway, it's on the south side of the street. Come to the Green Living Fair on the Saturday the 12th. You know, the store is just like a treasure hunt every day. You
it
never
is.
Know what you're going to find
I'm
there.
Every time I'm in there, I'm so distracted.
And there's always cool things. And we've got all the Christmas stuff out and all the holiday stuff out and all the Thanksgiving stuff and even some stuffed turkeys that we will have on the day of the show probably. We might deep fry a turkey. So there'll be a lot of that going on, right? And that kind of grease can be recycled?
Oh, absolutely. Peanut oil, which is what most people fry their turkeys in, is the best type of oil for making biodiesel.
Right on. Okay.
And in fact,
Do you know why?
No.
Okay.
All the grease people tell me that.
They tell
that
and we just believe them because they are really like obsessive compulsive about collecting their grease. I know these people. It's great. They have such a passion for grease. It's like I had for bacon, but then I saw forks over knives. So we're not going to talk about that.
So there's some other cool things going to be happening at the fair, though.
Many, many, many.
So we're going to have lots of vendors and you'll get to learn a lot of different things. So when you're not cooking bacon at home, you could talk to the people at the Tucson Organic Gardeners. You know, and we're going to be collecting some stuff other than grease at the event. We're going to have a book trade with FreeCycle, so you can bring
your
books. Last
year, that was so
it was very popular.
So bring in
some books and take some books with you.
So you bring a free book, you can take a free book.
Or 10.
Yes, right.
And we'll also learn about water harvesting and solar power stuff. And we'll talk about the new solar system that just got put on the Habitat Store that has 72 6-foot panels. And it's making about 30 kilowatts.
And
or
who
amps,
did you do that with? Was that George from
George,
Geo Innovation?
Yep, and he'll have his trailer there to power a few things. But you can bring your cartridges from your inkjet cartridges
World.
And things like that with Cartridge World. Please bring a can of food, especially right now this time of year. Thanksgiving's coming. So if you get a chance to go to the store and buy some cranberry. And then after you eat the cranberry, that's the best jar to collect grease in.
And even though people will be listening to this while we're there, which is, I figure it's like a Harry Potter thing. We're apparating. We're being in two places at once. We're going to have some fun things like find Mrs. Green and win a prize and find the grease monkey. We're going to have him hidden. I don't know how we're going to work that out, but come down and there will be fun prizes.
Mrs. Green, it's the grease monster.
The grease monster.
What
the
did you call it?
The grease monkey.
No, monster.
It's the grease monster. He lurks in the sewer.
The
he
monster.
Does.
I have a sorry. That's right, the grease monster. Okay, I'm still thrown off by that whole roach visual. Let's move right along. So yeah, take a book, bring a book, take a book, trade a book. Okay,
right.
Organic gardening. It's the fastest growing hobby in
it
America.
Is.
Gardening. So that's going to be awesome.
And we're going to talk about. They're going to talk about container gardening as well as. You know, having a full-fledged garden and even some of their community gardens around town. You know, you might not know it, but there's probably a community garden in your neighborhood somewhere.
Oh, I believe it. We have them up by some of the schools, and they like the Tucson Organic Gardeners and the Tucson Gardening Association partnered with the kids to get organic gardening going. It's really, really, really growing. But let's go back to the solar a minute, because we knew this was going to happen, Whirling Dervish Brain with all of us on the show. You had more solar put on the roof.
We did.
George from Geo Innovation, was that part of any TEP program?
It was. It was actually
what happened?
Through a grant process. We received grant money to put in the solar system. TEP, during the grant process, said there would be a certain amount of money rebated back to us. And actually, after it all got put in and all the paperwork was done and everything, the amount was even larger than we thought. And George said, well, we can just give you the cash back or put more panels. So we chose
awesome.
To put more panels.
That's really awesome. Locally owned business.
You
there
can
you
see
go.
About a whole third of the whole ceiling, of the whole roof is nothing but panels. We're making a lot of power.
It's a huge building. How many square feet?
About 20,000 square feet.
Okay. So to put solar on that really saves a lot from the grid. And the more you can put on, the more I'm sure you can use.
I hope to get another set maybe in 2 years. We're going to apply again.
Okay, that's awesome.
The water company is going to be there. You know, I just got a note from my homeowners association where I live. We have 85 townhouses. And they said our water bill was $1,000 a week.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've got to conserve water. And we've got to figure out, you know, don't spray your driveway out with your hose. Sweep it. You know, those kind of things. And the water company will be there to talk about those things and talk about what we're doing with water in Tucson. So that should be good. And also, you know, the green plumber will be there to make sure you got the right kind of toilets and things.
Which is one of my obsessions, too. High efficiency toilets. I mean, talk about wasting water. We really flush drinking water down more than I'd like to think about. Okay. But you know what? When you're saying this, one of the things that I love about the Green Living Fair is that it's fun. And we cannot forget about it. Like, you go there, don't forget about it. I heard my New Jersey accent coming out there. But you go to the Green Living Fair, and it's fun. You can visit. We failed to mention already Isabella's ice cream, organic, delicious. I'll be eating a lot of that. I might have already eaten some by the time this airs. But they're wonderful, fun community partners, too.
And they are. They have a great vehicle that they converted to fully electric, and they're using a new science of solar panels. The solar panels on top of their car are as thin as a piece of paper, practically. Yet they're making
thin
enough
films.
Power to drive the car and to run the freezer that has the ice cream in it.
Oh, my gosh. And they have little kids, and the ice cream is delicious and organic. And it's I think they have a machine that takes all the calories out, which is the part I like the most.
Yes, that's the anti-calorie machine.
That's
we've
right.
All
it's solar-removed calorie counter. I love that. Okay. So what about the Okay, what else? That's Free Cycle. We love them. We love everybody.
Well, I mean, Wastewater will be there. And
Wastewater will be there
the
for sure.
The Wheel of Grease.
Are you serious?
You can come up. You can spin the wheel. We'll ask you a question. You get 2, 3, 4 guesses because nobody loses at the Wheel of Grease.
Okay, there are no losers.
That. And then we will give you a prize. It's fun. It's educational. And we give you stuff.
And why would people not want to come to this?
It's totally
so serious.
Fun. You had it at the FEMA College thing, right?
Was yes, we did.
Yes, because every time you heard a hoot, you knew it was that table over there.
People
it was
like
fun.
To win stuff. And
they do.
I will donate some Mrs. Green reusable bags as
fabulous.
Prizes if you're interested in
Thank
that.
You.
I
we
really
will. We will happily take that.
And we'll have prizes like gift certificates to the Habastore for mm-hmm. finding Mrs. Green hidden. We'll have hidden treasures. It's going to be fun. And I know we're going to, at some point, have to take a break, which is always annoying to me, but our sponsors love it. I want to talk about a little bit going backwards. We're just kind of doing rewind. Terry, get a little bit of history from you, why you and Robin did this and why you started it. And one of the things that I love, it seems to me this year, it is getting so much play. We are getting publicity, and it's Lillian is here. It's part of her efforts, the Pima County. I call it DEQ, which sounds to me almost like Dairy Queen. Why do I call it that? But it isn't that. It's the Regional Wastewater Reclamation Department, correct? Community Relations. And it to me, it's catching up. It's catching steam. I mean, everywhere I go, you see parts of it being advertised. And to me, that's really a good sign because some people say green is so yesterday. Well, I got news for you. No, it's not. It's so today and so tomorrow. And there's more interest than ever. Do you agree?
I think there is. And we have, you know, some other vendors came on board to give us better prices on advertising. So we've been able to advertise a lot. But I think the social network has helped.
Social media
has really helped us to get, you know, the Facebooking and the, you know, the Facebooking as our
The Twittering,
and the Twittering,
the tweeting,
and
love it, growing like crazy.
I think
crazy.
That's helped a lot. But the thing that I like about it as much is that there's a great partnership between government agencies and local businesses.
The public-private partnerships,
you know, the U of A, when the U of A Environmental Health Sciences students came to us and said, hey, we want to come and be a part of that as part of our class, and what can we do and how can we help? And we want to talk to people about during the holidays or any time how to keep their food so that it doesn't go bad while it's on the countertop. You know, so don't take the turkey out and leave it on the counter overnight.
That's really
bad.
That's
not good.
Like really,
and they're
really
going to teach you things like that. And they came to us. They say, oh, we want to be part of your event. So, you know, it's a smaller – our parking lot's a little bit smaller than it was last year because I think we had about 35
or – It was jammed. It was jammed. But I got there early, and I have a reserve spot, so – Whatever.
Yeah, you might.
The Mrs. Greenmobile.
So that's what I like about it. You know, it's local companies and local government coming together for the same message.
And the nonprofit sector, which is what you are. I mean, there are nonprofits. I would consider myself in the not-so-private sector because I'm not very private at all because now you know about my bacon grease habits, but that's great. So we do have a little bit of time to go into the history. You and Robin, and I don't know if there's anybody else, but you put a lot of work into starting it. I was invited late to the party because Mrs. Green wasn't born yet, but I've been an enthusiastic, excited supporter of it ever since you included me in it. So what was your idea for partnering with Robin and her passion for the environment and Habastore's commitment? We didn't even talk about Habitat for Humanity, but we'll get that in.
I think it started really when I was working in my job before I worked at Habitat for Humanity and at Home Depot. And we always did stuff together with Home Depot and with Robin's group. And Robin's so nice, and I really like her, and she's really smart. And she's got, you know, she has all the connections on one side of the board that I didn't know about was, you know, bringing in people like Lillian and
Laura. So yeah, stay
Laura's
by your microphone.
So left out.
Yeah.
and helping, you know, with Beth and just all those groups and the water guys. I love the Joaquin from Tucson Water. And so that was, you know, I kind of knew the companies and she knew the government agencies and we came together. And I think we both have the same heart and the same message about just trying to make the planet a better place to live in, even if we only do it in 4 hours once a year.
And I hope that you, and it's so much more than that, because it is the publicity for it and the other agencies that are involved. And I hope that people who come take time with each one of the tables that's there and go and educate yourself, because there's so much to learn. I'm insatiable. I will learn things. There's no doubt in my mind. I'll bring books, because I got 3 copies of the same book last year, and it was Nora Ephron's Why I Hate My Neck or something, and I gave it out for copies to friends. So it's a great, the book recycling event was very, very successful. And bring your grease and bring your yourself and your kids and your family and your grandkids.
And I think we'll be rolling out the new bike mobile.
Okay.
At this event.
Okay. Can we talk about that? I don't think it's going to be ready yet. I think it's being built. See, I was listening at that last meeting. It's going to be built, but that's going to be another thing. There are so many exciting things going on when you're part of this world that it never ceases to amaze me. So this is another thing that I think is interesting to add, that people don't have to pay to be a vendor. And in this day and age, in these challenging economic times, it's an opportunity for both government agencies, places like FreeCycle, the private vendors that are making a living. They are the ones that can come and be for free. And to me, that's all about really great community partnership. It's not like it's $500 for you to have a table for 4 hours.
Right.
I think that's really admirable. And you guys, we thought about charging and then decided, no, it was not a good idea. And I was going to keep all the money anyway, so thank goodness.
You know, and truly, and one of the things that's really behind that was that for us at Habitat for Humanity, you know, people, this community has been so good to us and has been such a great partner throughout the 30 years that we've been here, is that it's just another way for us to give back to them for always giving to us. You know, I mean, we're going to build 20 more Habitat houses this year. And that's 20 different sponsors or groups of sponsors that have stepped up to try to change the world one house at a time. You
20
know, one
houses
family at a
where?
Time.
In Tucson?
In Tucson, yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
That's really awesome, especially now. I mean, I don't even like to listen to the news with all, you know, people losing their homes. I just don't. It's like too depressing. So this time of our lives, which I've never experienced before, what a great opportunity to have someone get a hand up, not a hand out. You never,
exactly,
ever can overuse that expression in my mind. 20 houses, that's great. That's really, really great.
Yeah,
so
we're excited about that.
And what about the neighborhood? I think it's great that you're in a new neighborhood, and I know that when we had our initial meetings, Robin and Lillian and you and I, all of us, were interested in reaching out to that neighborhood around there to educate them about what they can do to have a greener, more sustainable life. And I hope we get a good showing from people that just walk over.
I think they were, well, you know, they had an event in the neighborhood last month, and they some of the representatives from the neighborhood came over to the store and asked for a couple raffle prizes and things like that. And we got to talking about the fair, and they were going to let everyone know in their neighborhood meetings and things like that about what's coming up. Plus, we're signing the store. It has a lot of signs in it, and we're if you bring your own bag, we stuff it with a flyer.
That's really good. That's good. Very green. Yeah. I like that.
And we'll have lots of signage that day as well. So I hope they come too. I think they will. They're pretty excited to have us in the neighborhood.
I think last year, maybe, I was blessed enough to have my grandchildren there. I think that was the Green Living Fair last year. And they love it. I mean, we're talking about age 6 and 10. Kid friendly. Lots of interactive things to do. The Grease Monster, Hiding Mrs. Green, all those things are going to create fun and excitement and educate you all along. Okay, Terry, how old is the Habitat for Humanity?
We'll celebrate its 6th year in February.
Wait, the Habistore? Habitat for Humanity.
So Habitat for Humanity is 30 years in Tucson.
30 years in Tucson. Okay, and 6 years. And the new location has been stellar for you. I want to repeat
it's
that.
It's been great.
Let's, if someone just tuned in, tell them where we are, because we have apparated from our pre-record to the live show at the Habitat for Humanity's location at the Habistore.
So we're at 935 West Grant Road. The phone number is 889-7200. Now, all of my life, I've wanted to have my own hotline. So that's it, 889-7200.
520 area code.
And habitattucson.org.
And we could even have people call in from around the country that day to just wish us well.
Sure.
I wouldn't mind that at all. You know, the last time I checked, Mrs. Green has been listened to in 9 countries. And that makes me very happy. I know it's like my daughters help spread the word, and I'm in Rotary, so people are listening from the Middle East. It's really great. Okay, we are Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We are going to take a short break. We'll come back with Laura Fairbanks, Community Relations Manager, Pima County Wastewater Reclamation, and Terry D. Stay here with us.
What will it take to make solar power really take hold? A good way to store it? Check. A good way to move it? Check. A cheap way to make it? Check. Back soon. Because U of A scientists are shining their optics expertise on a new class of super mirrors that focus light onto solar cells at unprecedented intensity. Stronger light, fewer cells, lower cost. We like that equation. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
The Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to green up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just 3 reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Girl Scouts offers once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and experiences for all girls. By becoming a member yourself, for only $12, you are helping to make this possible. As a member, you don't have to be a troop leader or even have a daughter in Girl Scouts. Being a member means that you want to support girls in Southern Arizona and inspire them to have courage, confidence, and character. To unleash a girl's potential and support the Girl Scout movement, visit the Community tab at GirlScoutsSOAZ.org.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. I know I sound like I'm shouting. I don't want to do that, but there's always something to shout about, and it's always good if it's coming from this end. This show is sponsored by the Fairfax Company. Since I personally am having so much fun, I forgot to ask or make a request. Please follow Mrs. Green on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for my newsletter, because it just helped connect the big green dots, and we always have something good to share, because you will love being a part of Mrs. Green's World because of wonderful people like this who are in my life on a regular basis. We have Terry D. from the Habitat for Humanity's Habastore. We have Laura. Yeah, let's do this. Okay, there, because, you know, he's a legend in his own mind, and we have to remember that. And then we have Laura Fairbanks, who is the Community Relations Manager for Pima County Regional Wastewater Reclamation Department, and tell me that's not a mouthful. And if you forget that whole title, go to mrsgreensworld.com. She's up there in lights. We are actually live at the Green Living Fair at West Grant Road. Tell us the address.
935
West Grant Road. So we are in 2 places at once, but we wanted to pre-record this so that A, you could listen, B, jump in your car, and C, really put some content in, not be distracted. So Laura, let's talk a little bit about like your job, because it's not just the Green Living Fair. This is a piece of something that you and Lillian and Robin have done that's wonderful to help promote it because of the sustainability aspect. But community relations manager, tell me about more about your job and how do you promote the idea of not throwing grease down the drain. I will never forget what you said. Do not throw grease down your drain. Put it in your garbage can with a paper towel. It's okay if you put it in the landfill, but not down your drain. Because ultimately, taxpayers pay for it. If the drains get wrecked, it's so you can think of it as an investment in your future as well. You do not want any backwash in your house from the sewers because they're clogged with grease. So there's lots of reasons why to think about this seriously. So that was a long sentence.
Well, actually, your tax dollars do not go to fund our department. Your sewer bills fund our department.
Okay, I just think of it all as one big write-a check.
And most people do, but
It's an important distinction.
Yes, I mean, our sewer bills have been going up a lot recently. Most people have noticed that, and we get a lot of complaints. And one of the reasons is we are doing what's called the Regional Optimization Master Plan. And basically, we're upgrading our Ina Road treatment facility, and we're expanding it. And that old stinky Roger Road facility that has kind of plagued the West Side for many years.
That you hold your nose when you're driving by?
That's the one. It's going away. And in its place is a brand new facility.
Okay.
And we are doing this because our effluent discharges have to be cleaner. We have to remove more things from that effluent, that water. The water will be better. It'll be a higher quality effluent. We'll be able to use it in
which sounds kind
ways.
Of like an oxymoron, higher quality effluent. But I get you.
That's
I go,
right.
I know where you're going with this.
So anyway, the sewer bills have been going up. And what you don't want to do is you don't want to make your sewer bills go up even more because we have to spend a lot of time and resources cleaning up sanitary sewer overflows because people have been careless about grease disposal.
It's really something to think about and an easy, easy habit to change. Just don't flush it. Just don't put it down the drain. And Terry was talking earlier about wasting water. That wastes a lot of water. And I used to just, you know, put it on hot water because it makes the grease, you know, melt.
You're so
or whatever.
Bad.
I, you know, that was like so 10 years ago.
But, you know, a lot of people come up to us and say, and they're quite proud of themselves, and they say, well, when I pour grease down the drain, I always flush it with hot water. And then we have to explain to them that basically, yeah, you might get that through your own pipes.
But when it lands,
it's going to land, it's going to cool, and it's going to recongeal. And so the best thing to do is just not pour down your drain at all. Just be really careful when you're cooking with grease.
But what about how do you get the word out to people and how would they know this? Because that's one of the reasons I love having this radio show, because people are not aware of it. They're not mean-spirited. They want to live more consciously. How do you get the word out? Do you talk to neighborhood associations? What's your methods for promoting education?
Well, we do talk to neighborhood associations. We get invited several times a year. We go out and we make presentations. We are at every environment fair in Pima County.
Ad nauseum, which there are many, which
so,
is great.
You know, October, November, we've been really
Earth
busy.
Month.
April, we're really busy. One of my interview questions when I hire new staff is there any reason you can't be here all during the month of April? If you have the family reunion every single year, you can't work here.
You're not allowed to get the flu.
That's right. Not
nothing.
Not in April.
Nothing.
Okay?
April.
You can go on vacation in June.
It's crazy busy.
And
I mean,
now,
it really is.
Now it's going to be, are you busy in October? Because
I know.
More and more we're getting a lot of different events, and we're happy to be there. We're happy to spread the word. We also put things in our bills. We have things obviously on our website. And so there are many different ways we try to get that message out.
Now, are you promoting, this is a total, absolutely, you know, like a little sidebar. I try to do everything through an e-bill because I don't want to have mail coming because it's greener. So for people that are like me, and I have most of my bills are all done online. I do bill pay because I made that commitment to not get so much mail that I end up, you know, throwing away. How do you reach people like us? Now, I know how you reached me, but people that get an e-bill, is it, I just look and see the amount and pay the bill.
Well, what happens is Pima County is in a contract with the city of Tucson.
Okay.
So your sewer bill actually comes in your water bill. And we have similar contracts with all of the large water companies. There are a handful of smaller water companies that do not bill for us, and we bill those those people directly. But we really don't do that billing. It really just depends on whether the water company has that.
And I do it. My water bill is paid online. Okay. It's just, yeah, it's sometimes, and I know TEP is another one. They put a lot of things, and I'm saying people still get bills in the mail, and it's one of those contradictions.
What about the website? Do you have a website?
Yes, we do.
That we can go to and learn more about the grease monster?
Yes, we do. You probably want to know it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, we want to know about the grease monster, who I call the grease monkey. Is that like another business I made up?
So what you want to do is go to www.pema.gov/ WWM. And you might
which
need
is for
backslash.
Wastewater management.
Management. We used to be wastewater management, and then several years ago our name was changed, but the website name never changed.
Okay. All right. And we have to clarify a little bit about the grease, because we had an off-air conversation and we've all decided that, yes, you may bring grease to this event and we are going to figure it out. But the big thing we want to segue into is the day after Thanksgiving grease cycle collection. So tell us about that, Laura.
I believe this is the sixth year. It might even be
at least, I know
year.
At least four, because I've been hearing about it, and we're always out of town. So I'm sad, and we're going to be out of town again. We're going to be with family.
Oh, bummer. Anyway, we will be in town. My staff is never allowed to have the Friday after
so
Thanksgiving off.
Boy, note to self, she is really one rigorous hirer.
I'm kind of mean. But anyway, we do this outreach event. It's a really good way. Number one, to collect grease for the grease recyclers in town, but also just to get the message
raise
out.
Raise awareness.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so we have five locations. Five locations this year where you can drop off that peanut oil that you may have cooked your turkey in for Thanksgiving, or anything else. If you've collected grease, if you're one of those people who keeps it in a jar and you keep it refrigerated, some people do that or freeze
yes.
it. Some people save their grease year-round now just to take it to this event. And so there are several locations. Shall I read them all?
Yes, absolutely.
The first location is O'Reilly Chevrolet at 6160 East Broadway Boulevard.
Okay, can't miss that. Really easy to spot.
Then there is our Midtown location, which is Ward 3. Councilwoman Ulick allowed us to do that.
That's the first time
this year, we had a Midtown site, and
she's
going to
make
developed.
Her staff work the Friday after Thanksgiving.
No, she's giving us the keys.
That's great.
Anyway, and now of course this all happens in the parking lot, but and that location is 1510 East Grant Road.
Okay, another really that's good.
And then on the northwest side, we're at 5025 West Ina Road, which is actually a wastewater facility. The Pima County Industrial Waste Control site. And so that is just a quarter mile west of I-10.
Okay.
And then on the south side, where it's City of Tucson Water Plant Number 2, and that is at 1102 West Irvington.
So it's really spread out throughout the city. You've right. got all the quadrants covered. A lot of people...
There's one more.
Okay.
But
oh,
there's more.
There's more.
There is the town of Sahuarita, and... they are going to collect grease in their park and ride parking lot, which is at 375 West Sahuarita Center Way.
And that's like a little city inside a city out there
that's
with
right.
lots of young families, so that's great. And I just have to comment, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays of the year. And as you can see, Halloween is another one, you know, Mr. Green's birthday. But one of the reasons I love it is because it's not stressful. It's fun. It's family. You don't have to wrap presents. You don't have to do blah, blah, blah. And to me, for families listening, what a great thing this can be. Not kidding. I'm so not kidding. Is to say, okay, it's role modeling. It's something you can do together. Don't go to get, you know, a burger afterwards. Maybe not. But I mean, make it a family event. And I always want to repeat on the show that if you are listening on your iPhone or your Droid, or you didn't catch all the locations, part of our partnership offering is info@mrsgreensworld.com. We will connect you to your website so that people can find it. It's part of the service that we want to be to the community. And if you're listening outside of Tucson, what I would like always to do is spread the word. As Terry said, create a template for it. Have, you know, green living fairs in every city throughout the country on November, whatever. It'd be great. So let people know that they can, I always want to let people know that they can contact me if they're driving, and we want to provide that service. So that's Grease Cycle event the day after Thanksgiving. Bring your grease. You'll get it recycled. You'll feel so noble. And you know what we do with our bacon grease? I know this is really sad to say, but my husband is an excellent cook, and he cooks some things in bacon fat. His mother did it and my mother did it, and we'll say, oh my gosh, these potatoes are so good. Our healthy eating daughters, and look at it and say, Dad, what'd you do with that? And he said, You just don't need to know. Just eat it. This is Green's World Radio Network. Stay here with us. We'll be back in a flash from the Green Living Fair.
Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway in Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
Professor Joel Cuello isn't just growing algae in his U of A lab. He's growing hope for clean, renewable energy. Because algae offers one of the brightest alternatives to fossil fuels. It takes CO2 out of the air and gives back pure oxygen. It's non-toxic and yields amazing power. Best of all, a new UA technology makes growing it more affordable and efficient than ever. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green. Do you know that you can save up to $258 a year on fuel costs when you drive a VW 2011 Jetta TDI clean diesel from Chapman? And you can travel up to 609 miles per tank and reduce those ugly, sooty emissions by 90%. And remember, Chapman doesn't just sell cars. They provide you with the best ownership experience possible. Visit them at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan, and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
My name is Mary Cochran, and I'm a pediatrician here in Southern Arizona. I'd like to tell you about an amazing leadership program for your daughters. I'm talking about Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is everything you could wish for your daughters and more. Girls learn important life skills, explore the environment, take action in the community through service projects, and make lasting friendships, all while developing essential leadership skills. I encourage you to visit GirlScoutsSouthernArizona.org to find the perfect fit for your daughter.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. If you just started listening, I would like you to call me on my cell phone and tell me what took you so long. I'm so only kidding. We have a great show today. We are live at the Green Living Fair. On the show today, if you just tuned in, is Mr. Terry D., Mr. Habistore himself, Habitat for Humanity's Habistore representative. And I have learned so much from Laura Fairbanks, the community relations manager from Pima County Regional Waste Water, one word, Reclamation Department, about the grease monster, about why we should not throw grease down our drains. And I love our off-air conversation. Someday we're going to have Mrs. Green, the unedited version.
The outtakes.
So we are. But Laura, tell us what you said that you, every time you hear about grease, the country, which is in the news 500 times a day recently, what you think of. It cracked me up.
Well, indeed. I have been with Pima County Wastewater now for 21 years. And I hear the word grease, and I immediately think of sewers. So every time they start talking about grease, I go, and then I realize, no, Laura, they're not talking about
sewers. It's not all
about
you. That's so sad when that happens.
But this is what I want your listeners to do. I want your listeners to hear the word grease over the next several months and remember that they are partly responsible for keeping our sanitary sewers flowing.
This is one of the things that to me is so important about, I call it small steps, big impact. Because if 500 people listening to the show really put that into action, how hard can this be? Instead of rinsing it down the drain, wasting water, which Terry talked about. You know, their homeowners association, you should put flyers out about that, Terry. Don't rinse your grease. And if they put it in their disposal, their garbage can, or collected it, there's a use for it. It gets turned into biodiesel. It's the circle of life, and it's so easy for people to do. This is not a big deal. It's not like you have to, you know, put it on your calendar. One small habit that they can change. So the Green Living Fair, fourth year, lots of vendors. I'm going to say, even though we're not there yet and I can't truly apparate, Isabella's Ice Cream, Hot Topic, all the booths, Hot Topic, lots of publicity, lots of fun, the free cycle participation.
And
you
books.
Can still bring your book and get a book. That knocked it out.
I have a question about biofuel still. Where do you buy biofuel in Tucson if you have a car that uses biofuel?
There are several gas stations around town. I know that there's one on Ruthroff, and I believe it's called E85.
Is that what it is, E85?
I believe that's what it's called, okay. And there are several of them around town. I don't know where all of them are.
And you can check out, there's a really, really cool thing called the greenpueblomap.org. And I'm on it, so of course it's all about me. Just hurry up there. Terry's on it. But the greenpueblomap.org, it has all of these, anything green locations for things like this. So it's on there to check out. And I know about the one on Ruthroff. And so many people recycle. Oh, wait, I got distracted. I'm sorry. I forget. I lost my train of thought. So go ahead. The Green Pueblo Map. Okay.
You know, back when Robin and I first met a long, long time ago, we were at a Earth Day festival at the Children's Museum, and there was a car there that was a red Volkswagen Beetle, and it was called the French Fry Car. And it was sponsored by McDonald's, actually, and they ran that car off of biofuel. And everybody thought it smelled like French fries, but I really didn't think it did. So
I hear that the fumes that, you know, come out of the big diesel trucks and stuff is dreadful, but the fumes that come out of the biodiesel vehicles smell like French fries.
Like the
this
restaurant.
Is not a good thing.
So I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't actually put my nose up to the exhaust.
That's
pipe,
the thing.
That's what I hear.
Now, there was a car a couple years ago that was at Earth Day Festival at Reed Park, and their claim to fame, it drove all the way from NAU, and it was all NAU students, and they only used the oil from a certain restaurant in Flagstaff that had truffle oil.
Ooh.
And they claimed that their
very
car
high
was
class.
Very, yeah, very high class truffle exhaust.
Oil, which I'd rather be behind that car, I can tell you that right
the
now.
The French fry car?
Well, no, because then it's a food cue for me to go get some, and that's not really a good healthy habit recommended on forks
excuse
over
me,
knives.
Excuse me, bacon?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm on a bacon sabbatical, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's going to be, it's really fun here, and if you're coming by and, you know, after you listen to the show, grab a can of food or come and learn how to be a gardener and grow your own
stuff. Tell the address again.
At 935 West Grant, Grant and the Freeway. We're east of the freeway between Oracle and I-10. You know, my wife and I live in a townhouse, and we have a little teeny patio in front. And this year, at the beginning of the year, we bought a lemon tree or a lime tree.
Okay.
And we put it in this pot, and it's sitting there. We've been watering it and taking care of it and everything. And a couple of weeks ago, last weekend, we took some limes off it and used it to make chicken when we cooked some chicken that had no grease, by the way. But we were able
it
to go out in our
broiled
little,
or barbecued?
It was in the oven, cooked in the oven.
And Terry does a lot of the cooking. I think
so we were able to have our own limes that we grew
I think
in our little
really
patio
great.
To be on the chicken.
That is exciting. And if you come to this fair, I will give you a free wipe-out grease spatula.
Yay! Oh, my gosh.
The pressure's on.
And on it is a recipe for a clean environment that explains why you shouldn't pour grease down your drain. The handle of the spatula says wipe-out grease. And once again, when I talk to people, I say, when you use a spatula, think of the sewers and think of me.
Think of you, which we just really, I don't want that association. Now they're going to think of me as the bacon queen, which a lot of people do.
Mrs.
Who
bacon.
Are your other partners for the Grease Cycle event? I know Clean Cities participates, and I know Colleen loves it. She
that's
doesn't
right.
go anywhere after Halloween.
That's right.
After
PEMA Association of Governments,
Right, and, PEMA Association of Governments.
Recycle, EDG Fuels, Pima County Regional Wastewater Reclamation Department. Wastewater, one word, with the department that treats wastewater. We don't waste it.
Oh, gotcha.
And go with the sewer visual. I love that. Okay, so there are other partners. There are five locations, Recycle event. It's becoming huge. And the spatulas, people look forward to them. It's really, I've been around now. It's like, it's a really fun thing that they get as a reminder. It's a visual cue, don't throw it down the disposal.
And also, I'm sorry, the town of Sabarita is also partnering with us on the day after Thanksgiving event.
Right, right. You did mention that. Right. I remember.
And all those, you'll be able to find out all of those on information at the event today. So come on down.
We'll be promoting that. And the other thing is, I like to repeat things because people tune in at different times of the show. All of the money that is raised at the Habitat for Humanity's Habastore goes to build homes for people that truly have to qualify. They have to be partners in the rebuilding process. There are many, many other community partners. It's one of the greatest nonprofit partnerships that I can think of. And it's having the Habastore. It is a place to go on a treasure hunt every day. I cannot believe some of the things you get in there. I can never focus when we have a meeting there because I'm always looking around with my ADD trying to find the next greatest treasure.
My son recently bought a huge chest of drawers there from like 1972. And I was told,
which is almost antique, but don't bring that up.
Mr. D himself told him, I had one of those in the 70s. You should put a fish tank on it. And he did.
Great.
I know exactly
Thanks
who it is.
For that, Terry.
That's my
really?
Son. Yeah.
Great. So now you have to get an aquarium. What else did you want to say?
Yeah, we're going to have one of the other things that we're going to have at the store are going to be some solar powered dancing flowers.
What?
Yeah. So.
Like at
Check
this
that
fair
out.
That we're at right
They're
now,
here
but
right
only
now. Yep.
Pre-recording.
So, come by. We'll have some of those that you'll be able to
Who's
purchase.
Who's doing that?
That would be me.
That would be you. I cannot wait. Oh, there's always something.
So you're going
to
love these,
share.
And every vendor is going to get one to take back to their office, and we'll have some other ones for people to purchase too, and they're really cute.
Well, since you are a major sponsor of Mrs. Green's World and one of my very best favorite partners, can you tell people how they can help become a part of, I know that you need volunteers, I know that people do community service hours. What's the best way for someone who is so inspired to partner with you right now or participate to help you at the Habastore with the great impact you have on the planet?
Well, you know, the easiest way is, of course, to go on that crazy thing. I think it's catching on. I'm not really sure, but the websites, yeah. You know, I think it's going to catch on, actually. So it's really easy. HabitatTucson.org. Gina, you'll find this really amusing. We just sent out a thank you postcard to all of our volunteers that worked at the Freedom Building Day on September 11th, and it has a QR code on it.
I love it. A quick response code. That's one of my favorite things.
If you
things.
Click on the QR code,
we're so modern.
It shows a video of like a high-speed video of that day from
that was
six
on
in
the
morning
postcard
until,
you
yeah,
sent
it's
out?
On the postcard. So I am totally hip with my QR code.
And
now.
For people that don't know what a QR code, it's that little code that looks like a puzzle piece. That's the best way to describe it. That's popping
it
up everywhere. You literally put your smartphone, and who would have a dumb phone anymore? Please excuse me. A smartphone. Okay, everybody's raising their hand. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm not really seeing this. Everybody raise their hand. But for those of us that have come into the 21st century, a smartphone, you just hover over. There's a free app. There's an app for everything. There's a free app. You hover over the QR code and it takes you to whatever. I did not know it had the ability to take you to a video. I mean, this is the modern world in which we live, and I love being a part of it. Okay, that's really great. So they can visit the website and volunteer either with building the house. They can volunteer in other ways. They can volunteer.
Sponsorship, or you can be a family partner. Things like that, you know, and come be at the store. And of course, you know, when you're volunteering at the store, the real advantage of that is that you get to see everything come off the truck first.
And you get stuff every day.
So that's
and you
cool.
get new things.
We do.
You get a lot of new things, and you partner with other Habitat for Humanity stores throughout
Phoenix and
in
Sierra
Phoenix.
Vista.
Sometimes he's driving up and down between the cities because they get an overabundance of, like, you know, what are you going to do with 300
stores? 1,000 doors.
Yeah, and that's
we're donated to the store in Phoenix. So.
Okay, was that when you got stopped by the officer or no? Yeah, we were talking on the phone. We're not going to bring that up. Three friends of mine recently are like, oh, I got to go. I just got stopped. So slow down, everybody, if you're in this fast-paced Mrs. Green's
remember,
world.
Remember, we're only going to be here till 2 o'clock. So
2 o'clock, come find Mrs. Green. Come find the grease monster and put on your calendars to remember to recycle your grease, save it for the day after Thanksgiving. You can contact Mrs. Green at Mrs. Green's World, info at Mrs. Green's World. Don't send it to Gina. We have about 1 minute left. Any parting comments? I don't have to have the last word. Oh, I have to say about next week, we're going to have Tish and Donkersley and Dori Morales from Green Living Magazine on the show. They have really created a market for their magazine. They've got wonderful guests in the magazine. They've got a great web presence, so I have to say that, and that's it. What is your last shout out?
Hey, thanks to Robin and Lillian.
They're awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Thanks, Laura, for coming. Terry, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Go visit me at mrsgreensworld.com. Make it a great green week. Thanks for being a part of our world.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.